White Lady, or a woman in white, is a type of female ghost. She is typically dressed in a white dress or in a similar garment, reportedly seen in rural areas and associated with local legends of tragedy. White Lady legends are found in many countries around the world. Common to many of these legends is an accidental death, murder, or suicide, and the theme of loss, betrayed by a husband or fiancé, and unrequited love. In popular medieval legend, a white lady is fabled to appear by day as well as by night in a house in which a family member is soon to die. They also appear within photos just before or after death. According to the Nuttall Encyclopedia, these spirits were regarded as the ghosts of deceased ancestors. In Canada, a popular legend claims that the surroundings of the Montmorency Falls near Quebec City are haunted by a white lady. It is said to be the spirit of a young Canadian woman whose soon-to-be husband was killed while fighting against the British in the Battle of Beauport. The young couple allegedly used to meet near the top of the falls. Accordingly, the grieving woman is said to have chosen the site to end her life by throwing herself in the raging waters while wearing the wedding dress that she had recently ordered to be made. A smaller waterfall in the vicinity now bears the name White Lady Waterfall in reference to this legend. The most famous White Lady of Estonia is said to reside in Haapsalu Castle. According to the legend, a canon fell in love with her, so she hid in the castle disguised as a choir boy. But she was discovered when the Bishop of Ozel Week visited Haapsalu and subsequently immured in the wall of the chapel for her crime. To this day, she is said to look out of the baptistry's window and grieve for her beloved man. According to legend, she can be seen on clear August full moon nights. In Germany, stories of White Lady ghosts are associated with residential castles of the Hohenzollern family. Two persons are supposed to be the historical basis of a ghost haunting at the Plassenburg. According to legend, the Countess Cunegunda of Orlamunde murdered her two children because she believed this could enable her to marry Albert of Nuremberg, who married Sophie von Hennenberg instead of her. She became a nun and died as an abbess of the monastery in Hemelskron. A White Lady ghost reportedly appeared in 1486, 1540, 1554, and 1677 as a harbinger of misfortune. A variation of the tale holds that the White Lady of Plassenburg is the unfortunate widow Bertha of Rosenberg from Bohemia, overthrown by heathen Perthe. A White Lady ghost said to be the harbinger of death and misfortune was claimed to be seen in the Berliner Schloss in 1598, shortly before the death of John George of Brandenburg, and again in 1618, 1625, up until 1940. The castle is the residence of the kings of Prussia, and the stories associate the lady with several historical figures, most notably Anna Siddow, the paramour of Joachim II of Brandenburg, who bore him two extramarital children. Siddow was imprisoned at the Spandau Citadel after Joachim's death by John George, despite her promise to care for her. She died in 1575 without regaining her freedom. The castle of Dusseldorf is claimed to be haunted by a white lady also. The castle was built in 1260 and demolished in 1896, with only an old tower remaining. According to legend, a duchess named Jacobine and her lover were murdered by her jealous husband. Her ghost was said to be seen before each of a series of fires that plagued the castle. Friedland in Brandenburg is claimed to be haunted by a white lady, supposedly the daughter of a baronet cursed by her father for not giving him an heir. According to legend, her ghost haunts the castle and surrounding forests, strangling anyone who talks to her. In Hungarian mythology, a white lady was the ghost of a girl or young woman that died violently. Usually, young women who committed suicide were murdered or died while imprisoned. The ghost is usually bound to a specific location and is often identified as a specific person. In Ireland, in Charles Fort, there is a story of a white lady, the ghost of a young woman that died on her wedding night. Her death was a suicide which followed the death of her husband at the hands of her father. She came back as a ghost to search for her father, and now every year on her marriage night you can hear her scream. People also reported sightings of a female dubbed the woman in the white dress in an abandoned house next to the White River in Dunleer, County Louth. In Malta, the White Lady is the name of a female ghost that lives in Verdala Palace in the small forest of Busquet. Legend has it that many years ago, the niece of Grand Master de Rohan was engaged to be married to a suitor who did not love her. Her father told her that she must always do as her fiancé said. The wedding day was soon upcoming, but just before the ceremony, she committed suicide by jumping off a balcony. She was wearing her wedding gown when she died. This is why she is still known to this day as the White Lady. It is said that she haunts the Verdala Palace, and many people who attend the August Moon Ball confirm that the apparition does appear in the palace. According to another Maltese legend, the White Lady of Dina was killed by her lover after being forced to marry another man. Many claim to have seen the spirit always after 8 o'clock in the evening. She usually appears to children under 8 years old, heartbroken teenage boys, and elderly men. While she tells the children goodnight and bids them to return home, she advises the teenagers to find another or to join her and it could become part of her shadow or her ghostly followers. She also attempts to lure elderly men into her shadow. The White Lady, indigenously known as Caparosa in the Philippines, are popular ghost story topics in the Philippines. White ladies are often used to convey horror and mystery to young children for storytelling. Sightings of white ladies are common around the country. The most prominent one is the White Lady of Ballet Drive. It is said that the ghost of a long-haired woman in a white dress, who according to legend, died in a car accident while driving along Ballet Drive. Most stories about her were told by taxi drivers doing the graveyard shift, such as when a taxi crosses Ballet Drive and a stunning woman is asking for a ride. The cabbie then looks behind and sees the woman's face was full of blood and bruises, causing him to abandon his taxi in terror. In other instances, it is said that when solitary people drive on that street in the early morning, they briefly see the face of a white-clad woman in the rearview mirror before she quickly disappears. Some accidents on this road are blamed on the apparitions of the White Lady. The Maidens of Ulay in Russia is an East Siberian legend of the West Buryat people. The legend tells about a young lady who did not want to marry. She kept running away from her husband, who treated her disrespectfully and locked her in a black yurt instead of a traditional white one. She then hung herself in a barn after singing and dancing at someone else's wedding for 8 days and 8 nights, feeling unwanted and unloved. After her death, she became a Zayan. She joined other maidens who haunt fiancés on their wedding day, bewitching them with their beauty and dragging them to the netherworld. 13 tales within England also suggest that the White Lady may be a victim of murder or suicide who died before she could tell anyone the location of some hidden treasure. Around 2019, the castle of Blenkinsop in Northumberland was occupied by a family. One night, the parents woke up to their boy screaming, "The White Lady." By the time they arrived at the bedside, she had vanished. However, the boy reported that the lady had been angry and tried to take him away after he refused to accompany her to a box of gold buried in the vaults. She could not rest while it was there. The same events took place the following 3 nights. When the child began sleeping with his parents, the White Lady no longer disturbed him, but he never again travelled through the castle alone for fear of her. The White Lady, also known as the Running Lady of Beeford, East Yorkshire, resides on the Beeford Strait, a stretch of road between Beeford and Brandisburton. Motorists have reported her apparition running through the Beeford stretch towards the junction of North Frodingham. Anecdotal tales also report a motorcyclist picking up a female hitchhiker on the same stretch of road. A few miles later, the motorcyclist, upon returning around, noticed the passenger had vanished. In one instance, a car crashed into a tree, killing 6 people. It's rumoured to have been the White Lady's curse. In another story, a White Lady is seen retracing her steps. She was said to have jumped off the Porchester Castle while trying to retrieve her fallen child. Her spirit is said to haunt the castle. The ghost of a Pomeroy lady called Matilda is said to haunt Barry Pomeroy Castle as a harbinger of death to everyone who sees her in the dungeon of the St. Margaret Tower. Matilda is said to have been starved to death by her sister in that dungeon. Edward Montagu created a novel titled The Castle of Barry Pomeroy. Within Radford, the White Lady of Radford is a young woman from the Harris family. Her legend tells of her wishing to see a local young man living in nearby Orston, but being forbidden by her family. Despite this, she took a boat one night into the lake while wearing her white clothing. the boat supposedly capsized with the White Lady disappearing under the water. Others have claimed the lady's lover was in the boat with her when it sank. Since then, many have told of supposedly seeing the White Lady sitting beside the lake in her ghostly form. As a result of this story, a nearby street towards one end of the park was named White Lady Road. In Welsh tradition, the White Lady is a common apparition in the Celtic mythology of Wales. Dressed in white, she was often evoked to warn children about bad behaviour. The White Lady is characterised in various ways, including being a terrifying ghost who may ask for help if you speak to her. In the United States, a White Lady is said to haunt Durand Easton Park in Rochester, New York. Also known as the Lady in the Lake, the 19th century White Lady wanders the park area, obsessively looking for her daughter's body. The latter was slain by a boyfriend or group of hoodlums, depending on the story you hear. Legend has it that the human White Lady either killed herself in grief or died alone and heartbroken. The Lady in White, or the White Lady of Avenel, is the most commonly reported apparition in Virginia. The apparition is thought to be Mary Frances Fran Burwell of the Burwell family of Virginia. The legend has it that she stayed on the front porch waiting for her husband to come home from the Civil War, but he never did, says Adam Stuppen, for the founder of Southwest Virginia Ghost Hunters. In Altoona, Pennsylvania, the White Lady is known as the White Lady of Wapsie. Her ghost is said to haunt Wapsonanock Mountain and Buckhorn Mountain in the western part of Altoona. It's said that she and her husband had an ill-fated crash over what's known as the Devil's Elbow as you head into the city itself, where both of them tumbled over the side of the mountain. According to legend, she is seen looking for her husband on foggy nights, has been picked up as a hitchhiker, and her reflection is not seen in the mirror, but she always disappears around Devil's Elbow. In Yermo, California, at the Calico Ghost Town, author Lauren Morgan Richards is said to have seen the ghost of a White Lady up close while it roamed the outskirts of the town, and he wrote about it in detail in his book Welsh in the Old West. In Fremont, California, there are two instances of the White Lady legend, one known as the White Witch and the other simply known as the Prom Dress Girl. Both legends have sightings in the Niles Canyon area. The White Witch story is about a woman named Lowry. She was one of the first people in the area to be killed in a horse carriage accident in the early 20th century. People claim to have seen her in a cemetery in the area with strange lights, and local legend says you can hear her walking the ridge between Niles Hollywood style sign and the canyon. The Prom Dress Girl story is about a high school girl who gets into a car accident on February 26th, somewhere around in the late 20th century. Sightings of her claim she wears a white prom dress and tries to hitch a ride from passing vehicles on Route 84 highway between Fremont, California and Sunol, California. In Dallas, Texas, at White Rock Lake Park, it is reported that the ghost of a 20-year-old looking girl known as the Lady of the White Rock, described as wearing a water-soaked 1930s evening dress, who usually appears at night along the roadside of East Lowther Drive. Witnesses claim the phantom asks to be taken home on Gaston Avenue in Dallas before disappearing in the car during the ride and leaving behind a waterlogged car seat. Legend claims the woman to be a drowning victim from a boating accident in the 1930s. Reports of the ghostly encounters were published in Dallas area newspapers in the 1960s.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.